طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today inshallah this is our 16th session from the Arabic lessons in Hadith Mustawa Thani Level 2 Islamic University of Medina Arabic program, and today we're going to take our 16th Hadith بإذن الله تعالى. The hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. But before we begin with the hadith for today, to discuss the meaning of the hadith, linguistic rulings, vocabulary words, and so on. Before we do that, we want to quickly review the last few hadith that we have taken in the previous sessions. So we want to start with hadith number 11, hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. And then yani hadith number 12 and 13 and 14 and 15. Yani five hadith. We're going to quickly review them. And we're just actually a couple of minutes behind already. We lost 4 minutes. So let's try to move quickly. Quick review, and then we'll go to the hadith for today. And if we have time in the end, we can yani take some further review. Alright, so the first hadith we want to review today is hadith number 11. If somebody yani has memorized it well and would like to recite, Mustafa. Now, hadith number 11.
An Umar radiallahu anhu. An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam.
La tamnu'u nisa'akum masajida. Wa buyutuhunna khayrun lakum.
Rawahu Abu Dawud. Somebody else want to recite the hadith? Naam, Jamil.
An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la tamna'u nisa'akum al-masjida wa yutuhinna
masajida
wa yutuhinna khayrun lahunna
wa buyutuhunna khayrun lahunna.
Rawahu Abu Dawud.
Ahsant. Tayyib. Next hadith, this hadith, and by the way, this hadith of Abdul Ibn Umar, yani the Prophet ﷺ said, do not prevent your women from attending the masajid, yani for the salah, although their houses, yani their prayer in the houses are better for them, reported by Abu Dawud. Okay, hadith number 12, who wants to recite? Hadith number 12, Abdul Karim. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salatun fi masjidi hadha khayrun min alfi salatun fi ma
Siwahu
al-Masjid al-Haram
illa
al-Masjid al-Haram.
Mutafakun alayh. Somebody else. Abdul Haq.
An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatun fi masjidi hadha khayrun min alfi salatin
This is the hadith of Abu Hurairah. The Prophet ﷺ said, one prayer in this masjid of mine is better than 1,000 prayers in any masjid besides it, except al-Masjid al-Haram, the sacred masjid in Mecca. Yani muttafaqun alayh. Taib. Anybody else want to recite this hadith? Taib, next hadith. Hadith number 13. Naam, hadith number 13. Naam, Mustafa, other Mustafa over here. Naam, hadith number 13.
An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Man mata yushriku billahi shay'an dakhala an-nar. Wa qultu ana Man mata la yushriku billahi shay'an dakhala al-janna. Muttafaqun alayh.
طيب muttafaqun alayh yani rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Naam. طيب anybody else recite this hadith number 13? Naam. One more time.
An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Man mata yushrikun billahi shay'an
dakhala an-nar. دخل
دخل النار.
نعم.
وقلت أنا من مات لا يشركن بالله شيئا ذلك الجنة.
دخل الجنة. نعم. رواه رواه
البخاري ومسلم.
البخاري ومسلم. طيب anybody else؟ نعم فايز.
قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
من
مات يشرك بالله شيئا دخل النار. وقلت أنا من مات دخل من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل النار.
دخل دخل الجنة. رواه البخاري ومسلم. طيب the next hadith, hadith number 14, hadith of Abu Huraira. نعم مصطفى.
عن أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلى الله عليه وسلم
رجل أحمى فيقول
فقال
فقال يا رسول الله ليس لي حائض يقودني إلى المسجد
إلى المسجد
إلى المسجد
نعم مجرور
إلى المسجد فأسأل
فسأل
فسأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلى الله عليه وسلم
أي رخص له أن يصلي في بيته فيرخص
فعل ماضي رخص فرخص
له فلما ولى دعاه فيقول
فلما ولى
دعاه فهذا هل
تسمع النداء
نداء قال نعم قال فأجب.
رواه مسلم. طيب we want to know in this hadith the wording that came in the book and the word that came يعني in the actual text that it came from Sahih Muslim. Slight, there's some slight variation and we're going to pay attention to those any variations. The first of them is when the blind man said innahu laysa li qa'idun, and he said innahu laysa li qa'idun yaquduni ila al-masjid. And the second of them he said, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and yurakhis lahu. In the book it says and yurakhis lahu an yusalli fi baytihi. In Sahih Muslim it says fa sa'ala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam an yurakhis lahu fa yusalli fi baytihi. And in the last part of it says, هَلْ تَسْمَعُ النِّدَاءَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. In Sahih Muslim has بِالصَّلَاةِ. And these three yani points are important. Yani if somebody memorizes it the way it is in the book, there are other narrations that have that wording in it, but in Sahih Muslim this is how it came. We just want to make a note of that. Okay, finally, the last hadith we're going to look at is hadith number 15, and then we're going to go on with the hadith for today. Hadith number 15. Naam, hadith number 15. Who wants to recite? Hadith number 15. Naam.
Aisha radiallahu anha at an Nabiya sallallahu alayhi.
That's 14. 15. Ana Aisha radiallahu anha an Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kullu.
Kullu sharabin askara fima
fa.
Fa huwa haramun.
Muttafaqun alayhi. Anybody else? This hadith? Hadith of Aisha. Naam. عبد الحق.
Okay.
Good, good, good. Recite.
عائشة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: كل شراب أسكر فهو حرام
متفق عليه. نعم. عبد الكريم.
عن عائشة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كل شراب أسكر فهو حرام متفق عليه.
متفقون عليه. Okay, this is a quick review. Brothers and sisters, it's incumbent upon us to review al-muraja'ah as a part of learning. And if there's real no real learning, yani except that when a person learns something, they have to hold on to it. What's the benefit of learning it and then throwing it away? And the only way to hold on to it is muraja'ah. You have to review. So this is very important. And each class, inshallah, if we have time, we try to review a few of the hadith. So in the end, we haven't forgotten what we worked hard to any memorize in these days. Okay, the hadith for today on page 37 of the Arabic Lessons in Hadith, Level 2, Islamic University of Medina. Ad-Darsu As-Sadis Ashara. And Ad-Darsu As-Sadis Ashara. The 16th lesson. An Anasin Radiallahu Anhu عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه متفق عليه. يعني there are two hadith back to back in this book. This hadith number 16 and the hadith number 17, both of them are from Anas, and both of them begin with the same wording, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى. Okay, this hadith number 16, يعني on page 37, عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه متفق عليه. We're going to look at the meaning of this hadith, some of the words and some of the grammatical points before we go on to the exercises. Okay, let's look, if you can see, and if you're looking at the book carefully, notice we have عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most of the hadith that we took before, يعني begin with the wording from the narrator, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The previous hadith of Aisha, this hadith of Anas, and the following hadith, the wording is a little bit different. It's عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Instead of قال قال رسول الله, عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Okay, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. Okay, لا, this لا here is لا النافية, as opposed to لا الناهية. لا النافية يعني means the law of negation, the law of negation. So the meaning here is لا يؤمن, no one of you believes, no one of you believes, this is negation, as opposed to the لا الناهية, which is the law of prohibition, mean do not do something. Okay, so make a note here that this la is la nafiya, the la of negation. And the la of negation does not change the mudari verb from being marfu'un to being majzoom. Okay, it does not change it. That's why this verb is ending with dhamma. That's the normal ending for the mudari verb, dhamma. La yu'minu. And I'm pointing this out because we're going to come to this mudari verb that doesn't end with dhamma. So I want to make note that the mudari verb normally, in its normal state, it's marfu and it ends with dhamma. لا يؤمنوا. لا يؤمنوا. No one, يعني, he does not believe. Who does not believe? أحدكم. أحدكم. يعني لا يؤمنوا أحدكم means that no one of you, أحدكم, one of you, no one of you believes. حتى, until, يحب, he loves, لأخيه, for his brother, ما, what, يحب لنفسه, what he loves for himself or herself. Okay, so the first point we want to make note of, this لا is لا, which لا, نافية, negation. لا يؤمن أحدكم, no one of you believes, يعني this is the negation of إيمان, no one of you has إيمان. And we're going to talk about what is meant here, that it doesn't mean that you become a kafir if you don't have this characteristic. But here the meaning of it is, as many of the scholars mentioned, means you don't have complete and perfect iman. Okay, so no one of you believes, meaning no one of you has complete and perfect iman. The negation here, in this la nafiya, the negation here is the negation of perfect, complete iman. And it's not perfect and complete. No one of you has perfect and complete iman. Hatta. Yani hatta here, yani this word means until. And it also has other meanings, but here in this particular yani example, the meaning of it is yani ila an, yani until yuhibba. Yani I say ila an because an, the particle an, is understood. It's hidden in this expression, in this word. Yani it's mudmara. Yani it's like a dhamir. Yani it's mudmara, it's inside of it, understood to be there. And this is, it's the an that's understood in hatta, that's making this mudari verb change from ending with dhamma to ending with fatha. Okay, so hatta yuhibba. Yani hatta makes the mudari verb change from being marfu'un with dhamma to being mansub. So we have fatha. So note that this mudari verb ends with fatha, as opposed to this mudari verb ends with dhamma. And this mudari verb, yuhibbu linafsihi, also ends with dhamma. So that's the normal ending of the mudari verb. So we're going to talk about this hatta when we read the notes in the book. But in any case, the point is the hatta, it makes the mudari verb, yani, change to fatha, or change to being mansub. And that's because there's an mudmara, yani, that's hidden inside, understood from this particle hatta, or this preposition hatta. Hatta until yuhibba, until he loves. Yani, you don't have a complete and perfect man. Hatta yuhibba, until he loves, li akhihi, or she loves, for her sister, until he loves for his brother, li akhihi, ma, this is ma al-mawsoola, yani the ma that means alladhi, yani until he loves alladhi, the same thing which he yuhibbu li nafsihi, loves for himself. Okay, another note that I want to make here, yani after, yani hatta yuhibba li akhihi, but this he here, this is the pronoun who. That means his, is the pronoun who. And the pronoun who, and likewise the pronoun whom, and the pronoun huma and hunna, yani all of them, the dhamma in these pronouns are changed to kasra if they preceded by ya with sukoon, or a consonant that has kasra. If there's a kasra or ya with sukoon before the pronoun who or whom, then it becomes he and him, and hima, and hinna. Okay, that's why you have alayhimussalam. Yani originally it's alahum, became alayhim because of the ya with sukoon. Okay, so we have what? Until he loves, li akhihi, for his brother, this he is who, it's the pronoun who, his brother, okay? Ma is ma al-mawsoola, until he loves for the brother, that which he loves, yuhibbu, لِنَفْسِهِ. And here لِنَفْسِهِ we have the same who again, the pronoun who, which is the third person masculine singular, he or his, yani his self, himself, until he loves for his brother what he loves, li, for نَفْسِهِ, himself. In this case the he is pronounced he instead of who because it's preceded by ya with sukoon, and in لِنَفْسِهِ is preceded by a letter with kasra. So these two things, the ya with sukoon or the kasra, if it precedes the pronoun who, it becomes he. It becomes he. The pronoun whom becomes him. Huh? So please pay attention to this. Okay, these are a couple of points that we just wanted to point out so that we can remember. Why is this? What is the meaning of this he? It's the meaning of who? The pronoun who? Now. Okay. Tayyib. Are there any words in this text that's not clear to us? Again, and also here, ahadukum, one of you, this construction is an idafa construction. Yani ahad is mudaf, and the pronoun kum is mudafan ilayhi, one of you. No one of you will have complete and perfect iman until he loves for his brother, or she loves for her sister, what he loves for himself. Yani meaning that you want good for yourself, you have to want good for the Muslims, other Muslims. Huh? You want benefit, yani, from things, you also should want the same for the other Muslims, that they also benefit. It doesn't mean that you want them to have it and it be taken from you. No. It means that as you have it, you want them also to have it. You want them also to have it. And for this reason, we'll see if we have a chance to read some of the comments of the scholars concerning this hadith. We'll see that from the meanings of this hadith is that, yani, you want to direct the Muslims to that which benefits them in the same way that you want somebody to direct you to that which will be beneficial to you. You want to warn the other Muslims against that which is harmful to them in the same way that you would want somebody to warn you against that which will be harmful to you. So it means that you have concern and care, that you want khair. Yani, the hub here means irada, that you have a desire, you have an intent, you want good for the other people the same way you want it for yourself. Okay, these are the words, yani the textual, yani this is the textual statement from this hadith. لا يؤمنوا أحدكم. No one of you believes. Literally, no one of you believes. The intended meaning, the murad, is no one of you has complete and perfect iman. Yani لا, this لا and نافية, the negation, is not the negation of is iman completely, but it's the negation of complete and perfect iman, that the person is iman is not complete, it doesn't reach its fullest extent until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Otherwise, if a person doesn't love for their brother what they love for themselves, their iman is defective, but they're still a Muslim. We don't say that they went out of Islam. They became an apostate. They left, they're out of the circle of Islam. But we mean that their iman is not, it hasn't reached the level of completion and perfection. Now. Now.
Whenever the mubari verb, it comes after it, it's always going to be mansub.
That's the general rule, that it should be mansub. That's the general rule. That's not absolute. Yani, there are some further details, but generally speaking, yani, the mubari verb, when it follows hatta, then it becomes mansub. From the things that make the mubari verb mansub is n. And n is understood in this word here, hatta. It's understood to be there. Though we don't read it, we don't pronounce it, we don't write it, but it's understood. And it's the n, al-mudmara, that's hidden in this word, that's causing the mudari verb to be mansub. N is one of the things that makes the mudari verb mansub. Okay, so let's look. Okay, before we read from the exercises, I want to just share a couple of comments concerning the narration, the wording of this hadith. For example, this hadith, in the wording that came in the Sunan of Al-Nasai, Al-Imam Ibn Daqiq Al-Eid, in his explanation of 40 hadith of Al-Nawawi, he says, he narrated the hadith just as it is here, and this is the wording of Bukhari, yani, hatta yuhibba li akhihi, until he loves for his brother. And Ibn Daqiq Al-Eid, rahimahullah, he says, hakadha ja'a fi sahih al-Bukhari. That's the wording that came, li akhihi, min ghayri shak, without any doubt. وَجَاءَ فِي صَحِي مُسْلِمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ أَوْ لِجَارِهِ حَتَّى يُحِبُّ لِأَخِيهِ أَوْ لِجَارِهِ يعني or لِجَارِهِ damn his neighbor. يعني the narrator, in the narration of Imam Muslim, one of the narrators of the hadith, he narrated it like this because he wasn't sure. Did he hear يُحِبُّ لِأَخِيهِ or لِيُحِبُّ لِجَارِهِ until he loves for his brother, until he loves for his neighbor. So Ibn Daqiq Ali mentions that this wording came in Sahih Muslim, yani from the narrator who was in doubt. Was the wording لِأَخِيهِ or was it لِجَارِهِ, for his brother or for his neighbor? However, the wording that came in Sahih Muslim, in Sahih al-Bukhari, is this wording without doubt. And this is really the correct wording of the hadith, لِأَخِيهِ. Secondly, Al-Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, he says, in concerning this hadith, he says, the intended meaning of this hadith, يُحِبُّ لِأَخِيهِ مِنَ الطَّاعَاتِ وَالْأَشْيَاءَ الْمُبَاحَةِ. Yani that the meaning of, that he, until the person loves for the brother what they love for themselves, means from ta'at, acts of obedience, and أَشْيَاءَ الْمُبَاحَةِ, and the things that are permissible, that are lawful. And he said, this meaning is indicated in the narration of An-Nasa'i. Okay, in the narration of An-Nasa'i, the wording came, حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. يعني, the wording came, in the Sa'i, حَتَّى يُحِبُّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ مِنْ الْخَيْرِ. يعني, this extra wording came in here, يعني, meaning, until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself, of the things that are khair, that are good. And Imam Nawawi says, from the narration of Imam al-Nasa'i, this wording, min al-khayr, clarifies that what it is that a Muslim should love for another Muslim is only good things. Not the evil things that you engage in. You don't want to love for the Muslims the evil that you're engaging, that you're enjoying, that you're taking pleasure from, that's disobedience to Allah and displeasing to Allah. In the narration of al-Imam al-Nasa'i, the clarification came in that narration that it means that you love for your brother what you love for yourself, from the things that are khair, that are good. And finally, one more yani clarification of the meaning of this hadith came in the narration of Al-Imam Ahmed, and his wording was, لَا يَبْلُغُ عَبْدٌ حَقِيقَةَ الْإِيمَانِ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. He also had this wording, but in the beginning of the hadith he said, لَا يَبْلُغُ عَبْدٌ حَقِيقَةَ الْإِيمَانِ, that no abd, no servant of Allah will reach the حَقِيقَةَ الْإِيمَانِ, the reality of iman, the fullness of iman, until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself, of khair. And this is also an important clarification that leads us to the understanding of most of the scholars that the meaning of here, لا يؤمن أحدكم, no one of you believes, doesn't mean you're not a believer, absolutely. It means that your iman is not complete, it's not perfect, it hasn't reached its full reality, حقيقة الإيمان, the fullness of iman, until you love for your brother, what you love for yourself. And this is a proof that the Muslim loving for other Muslims is the khair, that this is a part of iman. This is a part of iman. This is not a small matter. And it's good to love for the Muslims what you love for yourself. It's just not a good thing. Actually, it is an element, a critical element of iman, such that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever doesn't have this characteristic, their iman is not complete and perfect. It's defective. So these narrations help us to understand yani, something about the meaning of this hadith. And one last point that I want to make concerning this hadith, yani, Al-Imam al-Suyuti in his explanation of Sahih Muslim and this narration of hadith, he mentions that Al-Imam al-Nawawi, or some of the other scholars said, that this hadith is an important hadith, which it is from, that there are four hadith, he said, there are four hadith, which all of yani, Islam branches out from them, or all of khair, the adab of khair, yani, good manners branch out from them. And those four hadith that are the fundamental hadith of adab al-khair, of good manners, is this hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب الأخي ما يحب لنفسه. And the second hadith, he said, is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقول خير أو ليصمت. And whoever believes in Allah on the last day, then say, he must say that which is khair, which is good, or he must remain silent. And the third hadith, he said, is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, من حسن الإسلام المرئي, من حسن الإسلام المرئي تركه ما لا يعنيه, that from the goodness of a person's Islam, that shows the Islam is good, that is pure, that is wholesome, is that لا يعني, that he doesn't what? تركه ما لا يعنيه, that he leaves off that which يعني, doesn't concern him. The meaning of this hadith requires some explanation, but it's not our hadith of discussion today. But the important thing is, and be concerned about the things that are your responsibility. And the last hadith, he said, is the hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ gave a brief advice to a man, and he said, "La taghdab, la taghdab, do not be angry." Okay, after that, we want to go back to the lesson, and we'll come back to this hadith according to the time that we have. We're going to go back to the lesson and look at the exercises and the notes that are mentioned in the lesson on page 37. Page 37. Underneath the hadith, no one of you has complete and perfect iman until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Muttafaqun alayh. The first note is the word amana. Amana. Asluhu a'mana. Yani the origin of this word is a'mana. Yani hamza with fatta followed by hamza with sukoon. And the rule concerning this hamza with fatta followed by hamza with sukoon is that they're combined and they're written as one hamza with a med above it. Okay, so a'mana is the origin of it. Yani it's from the bab af'ala, from the bab, yani the verbs of increase af'ala. Yani af'ala, here came what? A'mana, a'mana. And likewise, similar to it from bab af'ala is aslama. Naam, aslama. Okay, so the first note here is amana, asluhu amana. The mudari is yu'minu. Amana, the mudari is yu'minu. And likewise, if we compare it, yu'minu, if we compare it to aslama, then we get what? The mudari will be yuslimu. Same thing. Naam. From the same bab, askara, naam. It's from the same bab, askara, naam. Naam. It's written, it's not written like this. No, it's written, amana.
Is it the same as the amza, alif?
Right, sometimes you write amza in the Quran. Is it the same as
the... You mean, when the hamza is written on the line by itself like this without a seat? Like that? Same. No. It's just in the Mus'haf, yani in this particular Mus'haf that we are familiar with, this is how it is written. Yani it's written like this, but it's the same meaning. Now, after this he said, the fi'l amr is amin. Yani the fi'l amr from amana yu'minu is amin. يعني آ من يعني with سكون on the noon آ من. And likewise from أسلم يسلم the فعل عمل will be what أسلم with كسرة أسلم آمن أسلم. And then he said يعني the that's the الأمر the مصدر is إيمان the مصدر is إيمان إيمان يعني meaning faith إيمان. And the مصدر from أسلم يعني يسلم would be what إسلام نعم إسلام إسلام إيمان. And finally he said what the اسم فاعل is مؤمن اسم فاعل is مؤمن مؤمنون مؤمنون مؤمن. And the اسم فاعل means what it's the form of the noun that indicates the one who does the action of that verb. So the this verb its action is believing, so the one who does that action is a believer مؤمن. And from أسلم يسلم يعني the اسم فاعل will be I'm sorry مسلم نعم مسلم مسلمون. Alright, so here we have what? We have the past tense آمنا written like this آمنا present tense مضاري يؤمنوا the فعل أمر command form imperative آمن the مصدر the infinitive form إيمان faith and the اسم فاعل the one who does the action is called a مؤمن. And likewise, the comparative example that we gave, أَسْلَمَ يُسْلِمُ أَسْلِمْ is the imperative command form, إِسْلَام is the infinitive form, and مُسْلِمْ is the ism fa'il. Ism fa'il literally means noun that indicates the active, the person who is doing the action, the fa'il, the one who does the action, ism fa'il, the noun for the one who does the action. Okay, after this, the next word that came is حَتَّى. يعني لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى حتى A يعني IE that is its meaning is إلى يعني إلى the meaning of حتى is إلى يعني لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى means يعني إلى أن until that person loves for his brother what he loves for himself. The verb حتى here they give some examples of its use for us to understand what that the mudari verb, present tense verb after hatta, it changes from being marfu'un with dhamma to mansub with fatha. And so they gave us the first example, ijlis huna hatta arji'a. Yani the meaning? Sit. That's command form. Sit huna here hatta until I return until arji'a yani hatta arji'a yani originally it was arji'u yani from raja'a yarji'u ana arji'u but after hatta became arji'a. Second example they came intadhir hatta ashraba al-kahwata meaning wait until I drink the coffee wait until I drink the coffee. Now intadhir is from intadhara yantadhiru wait حتى until أشرب يعني أشرب from شرب يشرب أنا أشرب but because of حتى became أشرب أحرب أشرب الكهوة. On the next نعم say that again جهرة
La
nu'minu.
Right.
La nu'minu. Yeah, you can throw me the meaning off a little bit. Nah. They will not believe until they see it.
Right.
And you know, this is part of iman. This is part of iman that if Allah informs of us of something in the Quran or through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the believer believes in it. Believes in it. We don't have to see it to believe it. Yani we don't have to see Allah to believe in Allah. We don't have to see the Jannah and the Nar in this world to believe it. We believe it. And that's why we live the life that we live. Because we believe that it is real even though we didn't see it. Number after this, on page 38, The third example they gave is لا تخرج من الفصل حتى تسمع الجرس. لا تخرج من الفصل حتى تسمع الجرس. What is the meaning? Don't go out from the classroom until you hear the bell. نعم. Notice here, this لا is what type of لا? لا ناهية, نهي, prohibitive لا. And you see that it has an effect on the mudari verb, it makes it majzoom. So the origin of this verb, خرج يخرج أنت تخرج. But here, instead of تخرج with دمة, it's سكون, تخرج, لا تخرج. That's because this لا, unlike the لا in our hadith, لا نافية, نفي, negation, this لا is prohibition, لا ناهية. And again, in this example, we see the effect of حتى تسمع, يعني the origin of this verb is تسمع, it became تسمع because of حتى. Right after this third example, they give us the rule. The rule is الفعل المضارع بعد حتى منصوب. يعني the فعل المضارع, the present tense verb that comes after the word حتى, it's إعراب is that it's منصوب. إعراب is that it is منصوب due to N, this particle N, المدمرة. 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 يعني like from the word for دمية. يعني that which is hidden. And it's not seen, it's covered up. But it has what? This N, مدمرة, is understood to be coming with this word حتى, making the مضارع verb منصوب, making the مضارع verb منصوب. So this is a rule, a general rule, but there are further specifications that يعني there are some other conditions and considerations that يعني, we might look at in the future. Now you said, is it used in what? With the fi'l madin?
Yeah.
No.
Never.
No, it's used with the mudari. No.
The meaning of this word is covered.
Something that's covered up. Yeah, it's covered up.
It's in the word.
Yeah. It's understood to be there.
And you say like, as the damir, this means damir.
Yani, it's like, it's from the same root as the word damir. Yani, damir means something that's inside the person. في دميره means inside of him, something that you don't see out openly. And the دمير, يعني the pronoun in Arabic, the دمير, يعني as a pronoun, grammatical expression, يعني is a word that has within it another meaning. يعني in other words, you refer to Ahmed and then you say هو. So within the word هو is the meaning of what? It's hidden in it, covered up inside of it is Ahmed. يعني you're referring to Ahmed. But you don't mention Ahmed. So likewise here, the N is not mentioned, but it's understood. Now, yeah, it's possible. I mean, that's not the expression that's used, but yes, I mean, that's the general meaning of it. Naam. Okay, after this, another expression came, that is ahabba. Yani, the past tense verb, ahabba. Naam?
I'm sorry, I have a question.
Naam.
Now, I was just going to ask you, with hatta, with the an, that's ila or illa?
No, ila. Yani, it has the meaning of ila, up ila. Until.
Ila an.
Yani, up until he believes.
Okay.
Up until. Ila, yani ila, up until the point where that person believes. Ila an, yani yuhibba. The next word that they gave us, and it's the last word that they gave us of the expressions from this hadith, is the verb ahabba, is the past tense, madhi form, and then yuhibbu is the present tense form. Yani ahabba is also from the bab af'ala, the fourth form af'ala. Originally it is Baba, ahbaba. But because they're two ba's together, they use shadda on them. So the vowel from the first ba went to the ha. And it should originally have been ahbaba, it became ahabba. And we'll see this in other verbs where there are double letters, yani the same letter coming back to back twice. In any case, yani the verb ahabba, its present tense form is yuhibbu. Ahabba yuhibbu, which means to love. So they gave us two examples here, and these examples, yani, are two different kinds of examples that show us something different grammatically. The first example, they said, تقولوا, you say, for example, number one, أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, yani, meaning, I love Allah and His Messenger. أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Here, yani, the love, the al-jalala, the word Allah, which is used to express the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this word in the sentence came as the object of the verb to love. I love Allah. So in that place, it comes in the position as the object of the verb of being what? Maf'ulun bi mansub. So you see that it takes fatha. It should take a fatha, but maybe in the book it looks like it has a shadda. Should be a fatha. Uhibbu Allaha wa rasulahu. And likewise, rasula is also mansub with fatha because it is following waw, al-atif, the conjunction. So it's also the object of the verb, yani, by being connected to the previous object by waw. So you say, uhibbu Allaha wa rasulahu. Who is the pronoun that's connected to the word rasul? Rasul ends with the letter lam. So the vowel that indicates its i'rab is fatha on the lam, because it's also mansub. Uhibbu Allah wa rasuluhu. And this tells us that the verb, yani, here is acting upon, yani, these nouns, making them mansub. In the second example, we don't see the fatha on the nouns that are following the verb uhibba. Yani, uhibbu ummi wa abi. We don't see any fatha here. And the reason for this, in brief, is because anytime a noun is connected to ya al-mutakallam, yani, ummi, my mother, abi, my father, bayti, my house. When you have that ya-i on the end of a noun, that's the first person singular pronoun, ya al-mutakallam, it prevents the noun from taking its vowel of i'rab. It has to be a kasra, because ya al-mutakallam is always preceded by kasra. So we don't see the fatha in or in ab. We don't see the fatha there because of ya al-mutakallam. Anyway, this is not, yani, something that we can explain in detail now, but just know that whenever a noun is connected in idhafa to ya al-mutakallam, it's not going to take the vowel or the sign of its i'rab that it should take, but it's going to take a kasra in order to be, yani, fitting with the ya al-mutakallam, giving us the e sound. Okay, quickly, yani, let's try to do the exercises, because time is upon us. Allahu musta'an. Ajib an ma ya'ati. The first set of exercises, answer what follows. The first question, mata yu'minu ar-rajulu imanan kamilan? Mata yu'minu ar-rajulu imanan kamilan? What is the meaning of the question first? When? Does a man have complete and perfect iman? When does a person believe with imanan kamilan? Complete and perfect iman. Now, when? Now, Abu Bakr. يعني لا يؤمن الرجل إيمانا كاملا حتى حتى يحب حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. يعني doesn't have a man doesn't believe, a woman doesn't believe, a person doesn't believe with إيمانا كاملا, complete and perfect man, until they love for the brother what they love for the self. Question number two, أذكر حديثا في وجوب حب المسلم أخاه المسلم. أذكر حديثا, meaning mention a hadith في وجوب حب المسلم that shows the obligation of the Muslim loving أخاه المسلم, his Muslim brother. His يعني Muslim is the knot describing his brother, right? His Muslim brother. يعني in Arabic the knot comes second, in English it comes first, right? Muslim brother. Yani mention a hadith showing the obligation of the Muslim loving his Muslim brother. Naam, hadith. Naam, Mustafa. Naam, yani from the beginning, the hadith. An Anasin, radiallahu anhu. An Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qal. عليكم السلام.
لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب
نعم رواه متفق عليه متفق عليه لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. نعم. The next question is almost the same meaning, but it says أكمل الحديث. يعني they give you the first part of the hadith, you have to complete it. Just complete what is missing. Somebody take the second one. لا يؤمن أحدكم. نعم. نعم. That's it. Good. متفقون عليه. نعم. لا يؤمن أحدكم. They gave you. And you have to complete it with what? حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. متفقون عليه. Question number four. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث لا يؤمن أحدكم. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث. نعم. What's the meaning of the question? Who is the companion? Who narrated this hadith? No one of you believes. Who is the companion? نعم أنس يعني ابن مالك رضي الله عنه هو الصحابي هو الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث. And the second part of the question, من المحدث الذي أخرجه. What is the meaning of the question first? من المحدث. Who is the hadith scholar who collected الذي أخرج أخرجه who collected or brought forth this hadith identifying its origins. نعم عبد الحق. اللذان روى هذا الحديث. نعم. Three questions remain. This is the second set of questions on page 39. On the top of page 39 are the three questions remaining. The first question being أدخل كل كلمة مما يأتي في جملة مفيدة. يعني enter or use each of the words which follow in a beneficial sentence. نعم. The first one حتى. لا تخرج من المسجد
حتى نصلي مع الجماعة.
حتى لا تخرج حتى نصلي مع الجماعة. You do not go out until we all pray in جماعة. Okay, good. That's good. آمنة.
حتى
يصلي. حتى يصلي. حتى يصلي. يعني في الجماعة. نعم. آمنة. آمنة. مصطفى.
آمنوا بالله ورسوله.
آمنوا is فعل أمر. آمنة. The past tense verb. Use the past tense. آمنة يعني آمنوا means command form. You believe, you all believe. نعم. آمنة. نعم. Somebody else. Somebody else. Give somebody else a chance first. Nobody? Okay, go ahead. من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. فليقل خير أو ليسمع. أحب. The past tense verb. أحب. يحب. أحب in the past tense form. نعم. أحب.
أحب.
Okay, he loved Allah and his messenger. Ahabba, huwa, ahabba. Ahabba Allah wa rasulahu. Tayyib. Wa rasulahu. Naam. Okay, second question. Hati mudari wal amr wal masdar. This question has three parts. Give the mudari, present tense, amr, imperative command form, and the masdar, min amana. Naam.
Amana yu'minu.
Fi'l amr.
Amin.
مصدر إيمان. And the same thing for أسلم. مضارع يسلم في الأمر أسلم أسلم. مصدر إسلام. Okay, and the last question is أكمل هذه الجملة. And you complete this sentence. لا نؤمن لا نؤمن. يعني this is the first person plural. لا نؤمن حتى. يعني it's in first person plural. لا نؤمن حتى حتى نحب لي plural لإخواننا ما نحب لي plural أنفسنا لأنفسنا. نعم. طيب جيد. يعني لا نؤمن يعني حتى نحب لإخواننا ما نحب لأنفسنا. Okay. We're going to stop here, but إخوتنا يمكن نعم نعم. طيب, just quickly before we close out, and we have 1 minute remaining, I just want to read the hadith for next week, يعني so that everybody has a chance to prepare for it. This hadith number 17 on page 39 in the middle of the page. عن أنس, again from Anas رضي الله عنه, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب with فتح إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. متفق عليه. The meaning of the hadith from Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, no one of you has complete and perfect iman until akuna, until I am ahabba ilayhi, more beloved to him, min walidihi, than his father, wa waladihi, and his child, wa nasi, and the people, ajma'in, all of them, and the people, all of them. Again, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'ina. Muttafaqun alayhi. And we're going to stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. There were some other points that we wanted to mention concerning this hadith, but time yani ran out on us, so we don't want to yani take the time from the next class, because that is not fair.